This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A wildfire is burning next to Horsetooth Reservoir and the CSU Foothills campus just west of Fort Collins. The blaze has forced the evacuation of some homes there. Loveland Fire, Larimer County Emergency Services, and Wellington Fire are assisting in firefighting efforts. The family of the man accused of firebombing peaceful demonstrators on the Pearl Street Mall will be released from immigration detention. CPR's Allison Sherry.
The El Gamal Suleiman family had pending asylum claims and work authorizations. The father was arrested for allegedly throwing homemade Molotov cocktails at a group of mostly older pro-Israeli demonstrators last summer. One was killed. After the man was arrested, his family, including five children, were all detained by ICE and moved to a family detention center in Texas. A federal judge there has now ordered them released while their asylum claims play out in immigration court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Medical marijuana has been rescheduled to a less strict category. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The order is narrowly written to apply to medical marijuana, but Tim Cullen, owner of Colorado Harvest Company, was still excited.
It's the largest federal move that's happened since I've been in this industry, which is coming up on 17 years now.
The order moves medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which could open up more banking options and tax relief. But recreational cannabis dominates the market in Colorado, and the Trump administration said it would expedite a broader rescheduling starting in June.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.